didn't work? Would you say that Mao would realize that? 40 million, well, if not 40, 30 million people died. Wouldn't you know that? Yes, he knew that. He was confronted with that. Dissent emerged and confronted him, led by people like Deng Xiaoping, the officials, and only those who had followed him throughout the long march, throughout the Japanese war, dared to tell him, the God, you know, all those people died. And instead of acknowledging the limitations of his economic policy, to say, okay, the Soviet model doesn't work, let's do something else. Instead of doing that, which is what most leaders would have done, we hope most leaders have done, Mao explained to his colleagues, no, the disaster was a result of not carrying out the communist revolution to the end. In other words, you were not thorough. You should have nationalized everything, made everybody work all the time. So, in other words, Mao didn't want to acknowledge his failure, partly because he had never failed. You know, he was a brilliant leader. He was a brilliant mobilizer. He mobilized Chinese people. The communist, very charismatic person. So he didn't want to acknowledge his mistake, and he told his colleagues, as a result, this was as a result of unthorough revolution, that you didn't carry out the Soviet model to its every details. So in other words, what we should do is not to change policy, not U-turn, not to change back to sort of more pragmatic policies, but to carry the revolution to the end, in his words. This is the dawn, he even said, of communist utopia. I think most of you would realize that he was going mad. That how could you say 40 million people died and you say it's because the revolution was not thorough, that you didn't carry out to every details. But anyways, and he even called Deng Xiaoping a capitalist roader. You know, you're going on down the road of capitalism. So in other words, this was a struggle between Mao, who I call, and you can take that word, fundamentalist. Mao was a fundamentalist communist. He wanted to carry out the theory of communism to its detail, to its minute. No, this is the way we do things, nationalize things. And if you failed, that's because you didn't do a good job. And the more pragmatic communists, like Deng Xiaoping, right? Say, okay, we are in China, we control China, we just should have a policy that works. Doesn't matter what kind of policy, right? Doesn't matter. So you can say the Cultural Revolution, the origins of the Cultural Revolution was a struggle between fundamentalist communists and more pragmatic faction of the Communist Party.